About 15 years ago, the U.S. Forest Service issued a ban on logging, road building, and some other development in many of the wilder lands under its jurisdiction. Put in place at the end of the Clinton administration, it targeted areas without roads and became known as the Roadless Rule. It quickly attracted the scrutiny of the first Bush administration, which delayed its implementation. It ended up supporting many of the provisions of the rule, but about 2 years after it was introduced, that administration announced an exemption for Alaska's Tongass and later Chugach National Forests. Legal battles ensued, and that exemption was upheld, struck down, and appealed. The latest and final action in the case came from the U.S. Supreme Court. It decided not to hear a state challenge to a ruling against the exemption by the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Tom Waldo of the Earth Justice Environmental Law Firm says that means roadless areas of the Tongass are protected.
It just doesn't make any sense to keep trying to build expensive new roads that no one can afford to maintain into the wild and remote parts of the Tongass.
Waldo and other roadless rule supporters say it protects salmon and wildlife habitat critical to the region's tourism and fishing industries. Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association disagrees. The trade group says the Supreme Court action delivers a substantial blow to a hard-hit regional economy.
What the timber industry needs, you know, desperately is a timber supply. This is one of a number of issues that are preventing us from having that timber supply.
State officials were not immediately available for an interview, but they issued a statement calling the exemption a negotiated settlement between Alaska and the federal government. In the statement, Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says the exemption recognized that Alaska's Tongass is different than national forests in the lower 48. While the Supreme Court's lack of action ends this case, the state continues challenging the roadless rule in other courts. A separate lawsuit filed in an eastern district challenges the whole rule as well as its Alaska provisions. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council attorney Buck Lindekugel says that won't work either.
The roadless rule has survived many other legal attacks like the state of Alaska's, and we expect the Washington, D.C. Circuit to uphold the roadless rule just like the other courts have.
Even if that happens, the logging industry could try other approaches. The Forest Association's Graham says lawsuits are just one approach to increasing the amount of timber available for harvest. Another would be to seek congressional action.
And then the other thing is we could just get an administration, a federal administration that's friendly toward responsible resource development, and they can just rescind the rule because it's an administrative rule. It's nothing that Congress passed.
Tongass logging is a small fraction of what it was 20 or 30 years ago. That's when the Forest Service regularly scheduled large timber sales to mills operating in Sitka, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. In recent years, the Forest Service changed its focus from old-growth logging to a new tradition of harvesting younger trees. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.